Hi, welcome to What I'm Looking At, the podcast about what I'm looking at. Your favorite borecast. I thought of that this morning and I thought, yeah, that's pretty good. Borecast. I don't know, are you bored? Probably not yet, but you're on the road to boredom, my friend. Just get ready. Although today's topic is pretty exciting, at least to me. It's almost January. Newness is in the air. Coldness is in the air. Leaves are blowing in the air. Maybe snow is in the air where you are. Maybe it's hot where you are. Whatever is happening around you and in the weather, I hope that this forecast finds you well. And I hope you're cozy. Are you listening because you love to be bored to sleep? Are you listening because you just need someone to be with you right now? One thing I love is to be with you. It is so true. I'm not even joking. That's the reason I do this. Why do you think I even do this? It's to be with you. That's the reason. So, you know, enjoy it. Sometimes it's hard to accept kindness, or not even kindness, just attention from someone. I'm speaking from experience, but this is for you. This is for you. So just relax and accept that. It's a free treat for you, or whatever it is to you. It might not be a treat. Trick, maybe. Free trick or treat for you. I'll tell you what I'm drinking. Hot water. I'll start in order. Chopped up turmeric, fresh black pepper, because it helps the absorption of the good things in the turmeric. So I've read on the internet. And chopped up ginger and hot water on top. And I'm drinking it slowly. Peppy's here. I'm on a bed and she's exploring the perimeter. There's some ducks outside. Many, many sounds and sights to excite the senses. Maybe while the ducks are quacking and Peppy's patrolling the perimeter, I'll just give a quick thanks to my patrons. Patrons, listen, if you're hearing this, thank you so much. I treasure you. I value you. I love you. I send hugs to you all the time. I've been told recently that I am very active on Patreon, and I get the sense that maybe I'm a little overactive on Patreon. I don't know. I have to admit I'm not a patron for anyone else. I'm not proud of it, but I'm not a patron for anyone else, simply because I just honestly I can't right now. So I guess I'm saying I don't know how active other people are. But man, I enjoy interacting with you patrons, and I just so appreciate your support. I know I say it all the time here and to you directly, but thank you. And if you're not a patron, thank you too. I mean, thanks just for being here. It's amazing that people listen to this podcast. If you do have time, though, I would love if you rated my podcast some stars and even gave it a comment on the comments section. Oh, and if you want, you can leave me a voice message on Anchor. I'll leave a link in the description here. You can just click it and then you leave me a message. From what I understand, it's kind of like you do the message and you're not really sure that it got submitted, but I think I'm getting them all. So if you leave me a message, share what you're looking at, and I might just put it at the top of an episode. I would love to hear your voice. I would love to hear what you're looking at. It would be just a gift for me and everybody else, I think. All right, I think I've rambled along enough. I'm going to tell you what I'm looking at. I'm looking at something that I received over the holiday, and I've already been enjoying them quite a bit. Maybe a little bit too often I've been enjoying them, but you only live once, and even if you don't only live once, we don't actually know if we only live once. It's not like it's a fact, but just in case we only live once, you might as well eat the box of chocolates that you get for the holidays. A whole box of chocolate for me as a gift, and it's got a fun name. It's called Booja Booja, B-O-O-J-A, B-O-O-G-A, two Boojas with a hyphen. Is Booja someone's last name? I have no idea, but that's what it's called, Booja Booja. In this, I feel like this box is kind of like a special gift box because it's very fancy looking, to me at least. It's got embossing, it's got gold foil. So we're gonna dive into it. I have it right here. And today I think that I will be looking at the front and the back, even though there's quite a bit of information on both sides. I'm just in that kind of mood, you know? Well, we'll see how it goes. This box of chocolates is roughly 6 inches by 9 inches, so it's a rectangle, and it's black on the front. It's a nice matte soft black, and it's got a gold border all the way around. The corners are adorned with some kind of bubbly bubbles. And they're embossed, as I said before. Some of them are, so on the top two corners, left and right, there are fewer bubbles than down below on the bottom, left and right. And the bubbles, let's see, the top left, there's 15 gold bubbles, and 5 of them have a colored dot in the center, or off-center, kind of. It sort of looks like olives. Olives with pimentos or different things inside. One of them is dark red. 2 of them are bright orange. 1 of them is bright red. And 1 of them is kind of an eggplant purple color. Those are the 5 dots inside of these gold bubbles. And on the right hand side, we have 14 bubbles. Oh, I forgot to say, they're different sizes as well. There are some very small, there's some medium, some large bubbles. The largest bubble is probably only about 1/2 inch big. On the right side, there's also 5 with a little dot of color inside. 1 bright red, 1 dark red, 1 bright yellow, 1 bright orange, and 1 dark purple. And then around the top, actually around the whole front of this box, there's more bubbles, but they're not any color. They're just the same color, black matte, as the box. So they're subtle bubbles. And I'm not going to count those because there are many. But they're the same kind of varying sizes. On the bottom left, I'm going to count all the gold bubbles. 35 gold bubbles on the bottom left side with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 filled. Well, not filled, but with a dot in them. 2 bright orange, 1 bright red, 1 dark purple, 2 dark purple. Wait, 1 kind of eggplanty color and 1 bluer purple one. And then a dark green one. And did I say a yellow one? Anyway, there's 7. And then on the right bottom side, there are 38 little bubbles and 8 of them have dots. 2 bright orange, 2 bright red, 1 bright yellow, 3 bright red, 1 purple, and 1 green. And then, of course, all the bubbles embossed in black are just surrounding the centerpiece, which says Buja Buja. And this is a sans serif font. It's not too big, but it's definitely where your eye goes first is the name of the company, the brand. It's printed in a gold foil, so it's shiny and metallic looking. And it's a rounded off sans serif, all caps font going on. Not too thick, not too bold. It's just a rounded sans serif. And there's a little emblem. It looks like a hibiscus flower with 3 lines on either side, kind of like cat whiskers. This hibiscus is drawn in the gold foil, and the 3 lines on either side are in gold foil as well. But inside, it's a dark red, the same dark red that's inside of some of the bubbles, circles. It's got 4 petals with gold inside, kind of to accentuate the folding open of the flower. And then 3 stems coming out of the center with 3 kind of balls on the end of each stem. So one of the stems is going to the left, one is in the center, and one is going to the right. And they each have 3 circles in kind of a triangle pattern on top. If you've never seen a hibiscus flower, it's pretty evident that it's a hibiscus, and I don't know the story behind it, but it's pretty. Below the Buja Buja is some more text, and it's the same font, just smaller, all caps, same rounded sans serif font in the gold. It says, a multi-award-winning selection of organic, dairy-free chocolate truffles. And then it says vegan below that. And I should also mention the texture of the box. It's paper, but it's got that velvety, soft, matte feeling to it. It's definitely a certain type of printing that they do. I mean, certain type of treatment that they do on the paper. I don't really know how they achieve this effect, but it's that kind of suede-y, velvety feel to the paper. The sides of the box are just a continuation, really, of the front. The side says the same thing, Buja Buja, multi-award-winning selection of vegan organic chocolate truffles with some bubbles. The sides of the box are kind of an eggplant purple color with a few more bubbles. And I'm going to flip it over because there's quite a lot of information on the back. So now we're on the back. The paper isn't the same on the back. It's not that soft velvety paper that is on the front. And it's also a different color. It's like a cream white color. Still with a gold border, but the gold foil does look different on the back. It's not as shiny. It's more of a matte, brassy kind of gold. That doesn't make any sense. It's not a brassy gold, it's just brass. But it's a little different, but very similar. Up at the top, there's the hibiscus again. Same one, but smaller. It's got the Buja Buja branding again. And then below that, it says in a font that we haven't seen yet. It's also sans serif, but it's printed in black, and it's not a kind of rounded off sans serif, and it's not all caps either. It's, I don't know what it is, but it's just kind of a plain sans serif font. It says, a selection of 16 multi-award winning chocolate truffles that brings smiles to chocolate lovers everywhere. Exquisite taste adventures created from simple, carefully chosen organic ingredients. Welcome to the wonderful world of Buja Buja. Thank you, I do feel welcome. Then we have some stats. Here we go. All caps stats. Dairy-free, gluten and soya-free, vegan. One thing about the UK, they don't say soy, they say soya. Maybe that's just Europe and the UK, I don't know, but in the States it's just soy, and here it's soya. Each of those stats have a check mark next to them, checking them off in the gold color, brass gold color. And then below that it says, our recipes and factory are free from dairy, gluten, and soya. We test regularly at an independent laboratory. That's nice. You can rest assured. Real quick, there's some emblems to cover. In the top left, one of them is a black circle, and it says, great taste, producer. Not really sure what that means. The next one is on a gold brass circle, and it says, free from food awards, 2019 overall winner. Free from food awards. Free from food awards. I think it's saying free from a food that's free from things. So vegan and soy-free, gluten-free, and so on. And then in the upper right, it says keep cool with some lines. It's just a circle, but it's a circle delineated by some vertical lines. So next on the left side, it's kind of divided into three portions. The left portion, middle and the right, and on the left it's the types of chocolates that are in, and then in the box in the center there's all the ingredients, and then on the right there's a wall of text about nutritional information and things like that. We'll get to that. But on the left, there's a kind of cutely designed laid out way that they're telling us what the flavors are. Each flavor has three bubbles on each side. So it says in all caps, five truffle adventures, and that's in the gold foil. The first one has some bubbles on the left with one orange dot in the center of the biggest bubble, and then same thing on the right side. And in gold it says almond salted caramel, and then in black below, kind of as a subtitle, chewy, gooey, salted caramel and roasted almond swoons. It's making it sound like a swoon is a noun, which I've never heard before. That's interesting. The next flavor is hazelnut crunch. And This one says, sweetly roasted Italian hazelnut delights. And the bubbles flanking this one, the inner colors are, color is red. This one says, next one says, rhubarb and vanilla fool, F-O-O-L. Tangy rhubarb muddled with a creamy vanilla fool. I've also never heard the word fool be used like that. What's a vanilla fool? I don't know. Vanilla fool. Anyway, the next one is stem ginger, imbued with succulently delicious stem ginger pieces. Those dots are blue. The rhubarb and vanilla fool ones are kind of a tan colored dot. The next dots are the dark purple, and this one says, around midnight espresso, flying with the full flavor of deeply roasted Mexican beans. Flying with a full flavor. And that's flavor, O-U-R. Okay, so those are the five truffle adventures that we can go on when we open this box of chocolates. Let's read some ingredients. And as usual, these are done in a bunch of different languages. We have English, we have French, we have German, and we have Spanish. I'm gonna read the English ones, okay? This is in some smaller text, black. A selection of dark chocolate ganache truffles enrobed in dark chocolate. Ingredients, chocolate, cocoa mass, cane sugar, cocoa butter, vanilla powder, coconut oil, almond paste, hazelnuts, cane sugar, stem ginger, ginger cane sugar, cocoa powder, rhubarb, water, ground coffee, agave syrup, sea salt, vanilla extract, organically grown ingredients. May also contain other nuts. Chocolate, minimum cocoa solids, 55%. So those are all of the ingredients put together for all of the chocolates, I guess. Enrobed in dark chocolate. Whoever wrote the copy on this chocolate box, I mean, I want to meet that person. I wonder if that's who Booja Booja is. It sounds like Booja Booja would have written that, doesn't it? Doesn't this language sound like what Booja would say? What would Booja Booja do? What would Booja do? Below all these ingredients, there's some other emblems, a bunch of emblems on this box. One of them is the EU organic symbol in green. It's like a green leaf. Another one is from the Soil Association, Organic Soil Association. One of them is the vegan emblem, the V with the sunflower coming out. And then one of them is the recycling information. Now we're getting to the right side, the last chunk of text. It says, average nutritional information per 100 grams. Energy, 580 kcal. Fat, 46 grams. Carbohydrates, 35 grams. Sugars, 31 grams. Protein, 6.2 grams. Salt, 0.06 grams. Keep cool. Enjoy at room temperature. Occasionally, we might need to replace a flavor due to ingredient availability. We would love to hear your feedback, small or large, good or bad. Welcome at BoojaBooja.com. The Booja Booja Company, Norfolk, NR15-1HJ, UK. And this box is 84 grams. With a barcode, the barcode reads 5060002043073. And there we have it. Booja Booja chocolate. I wish I could share, but technology hasn't come far yet where we can pass each other chocolates through space and time. But I have full faith and hope and confidence that one day we will be able to hand each other chocolate some way, somehow. Thank you so much for listening to what I'm looking at today. I hope that you're doing well. I'm sending a hug from England, and I'll talk to you next week. Until then.